Ramsey TV.
Hey everybody, this is Martin Zender and I am in Greenwich, Ohio. You've probably never heard of it. It's a tiny dot on the Rand McNally Road, Alice. This is my oldest son, Gabe. Here he is. And I raised him right here in this house. Look at this. This is the kitchen. This is the kitchen at the old farmhouse at 3321 Rome Greenwich Road in Greenwich, Ohio. And we were just talking about church. And my sister Kelly's here. She's the president of Stark and Hartman. And come in here, Kelly. We were just talking about churches. And we were talking about the truth. And we were talking about the lies. Come here, Kelly. We want you over here. Do you all want to see Kelly, right? Here she is. Come here. Come on, Kelly. Come on in here. Kelly was just telling us about her Pentecostal experiences.
I've never been to church.
Gabe has never been to church because I raised him right.
Look at me.
Look at him. A fine young man, strapping young man. He's taller than I am, and you know how I feel about church.
I went once, but it was just for the architecture.
Oh yeah, Gabe likes to study architecture.
He went for the guitars.
That's the only thing church has going for it is the architecture. But as far as truth, no, truth is found outside the institution. We know that. And now you're about to see my sister, Kelly. We drove here from Canton, Ohio, and there she is. She's the president of Stark and Hartman, and she has a beer.
I have a beer.
And she was telling us earlier. I can quote you, right?
Sure.
Well, Kelly was talking earlier about how the Pentecostals. She was raised Catholic like me. Gabe, you were never raised Catholic. Here he is. Never been into a church, this guy. Never. And he understands the truth. But my sister went from the Catholic Church to a Pentecostal church. And she's too shy to tell you about it personally. Okay? And the one thing about the Pentecostal church that was exciting to you, right, Kelly, is that you could express yourself. For the first time in the Catholic Church, you sat there in the pew, you couldn't say anything. The priest was the one who told everybody what to do, what to say, and everybody spoke by rote, right? It was robotic.
Yeah, that's why I left. It was robotic.
She couldn't stand the robotics. And then you went to the Pentecostal Church, right? And everything seems exciting.
That's what I heard, yeah.
That's what you've heard. Yeah, you can only know this by stories because you've never been to a church.
Well, no. I did go to a Catholic church ceremony. Just like I said, for the architecture.
Oh, the architecture. Right.
It is a little somber. It's like
a somber
calisthenics routine.
Yes, a somber calisthenics. Because their thing is death. That's their main thing. In any church, this is the most horrifying thing. Back me up here, people. The most horrifying thing about
church is
that they make death eternal. Death is the enemy. Death is horrible, right? You've had friends that died, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have too. Kelly, have you had friends that died?
Yes.
Did your parents die?
Yes.
So did mine.
Wow.
Yeah. So death is horrible and it's a nightmare. What religion would make death eternal? I mean, it's bad enough to go to a funeral once, but to make it eternal, and yet that's what the Christian religion has done. And this is why I absolutely hate it. They make death eternal, but if only, it's sometimes worse, right? Because
yeah, if you wake up from death and then you're burning.
And you're burning. Yeah. If you wake up from death and you're burning in hell for eternity, that's the only thing worse than death. But why would you even try to come up with something worse than death? Do you know people who believe in the burning message, the hell message?
Well, fear, right?
Fear is, yeah.
Fear is a strong motivator.
The thing is, I know people who actually believe this. And why you're rolling your eyes over there?
I didn't do
that. I know people who believe it. I'm not going to mention any names. I'm not going to mention names.
No,
but,
I do too.
But most my friends tell me that nobody can actually believe that.
It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, but people tell me that nobody truly believes it, but I say they do. People have said that nobody can be that callous, that they can actually think of God as somebody who torments anybody for eternity. What's your opinion, Gabe?
Anything that would torture somebody endlessly and not let them die doesn't sound like a god, more like a demon or the devil himself. I mean, what's worse than that?
No, nothing could be worse than that. But I'm saying people actually believe that, but they don't care. What do you think they
I think either people are not fully thinking about it to that level. It's just like an abstract concept to where they're not really boiling down into what that would really mean. And the ones that do really believe it are probably the ones that, you know, go around evangelizing. It's still quite a thing to believe. I mean, I don't know why you'd go around evangelizing on the behalf of the perpetrator of that kind of torment and suffering.
Yes, but this is what's happening, though. You got these churches today, very popular churches. They want people to come in, and they believe, if you read their statement of faith, they believe in eternal torment. They believe that those who don't believe in God will be eternally tormented, but they don't advertise it. It's like the crazy uncle up in the attic. You just don't bring him down, you know? Mm-hmm. But isn't that the ultimate dishonesty? I mean, if you really believe that this fate will befall anyone who doesn't believe in God correctly, that would have to be your number one push. So how deceptive is it, and what a disservice you're doing to people to not mention that. It's like, does your church believe in eternal torment for people who don't believe in Jesus Christ? Well, yes, but we don't like to talk about it. Have you heard that?
I guess it's so ingrained in the culture to believe that it's become, it's like been washed down. Like it was, you know, it's a terrible idea, but since it's been around so long.
It's a terrible idea.
What? It's been around, it's a terrible idea that's been around so long that people are like, oh, well, it's just this terrible idea that's been around so long.
Eternally tormenting people is a terrible idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a terrible idea.
But yeah, people should have that test. That should be the first question you ask. It'd be like buying a new car or something. Like, does it run?
Does it run? Right. Yes, buying a new car, does it run?
So if you're going to church, are you guys Satanists or Catholics, or, you know, you probably ask basic questions about the doctrine, I would assume.
Well, I would. I want to know what I'm getting. Like, the car, does it run? Yes. Is your God great? If I'm considering going to a church, my first question would be about God. But that's not the way it is today. They ask more about the church. Do you have singing? Do you have a worship team? Can I attend the nursery? What kind of food do you have? Is there a bus ministry? Can I drive the bus? Do you have an outreach? Nobody asks about God. That's the thing.
I forgot to tell you what we're teaching.
Ho-ho, what are we teaching? Yes. To me, the whole thing is am I too old school, Gabe? Am I so old fashioned that my first question would be, what do you think about God? Isn't that...
No, people should ask, because there's some pretty crazy churches out there. You never know what the answer to those questions would be unless you ask
them. Yeah, they're pretty crazy churches.
Like, at the end of every service, we blow up the church and we start over again.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just old-fashioned. I think the whole idea of church is to know about God. And people say, well, and when I tell them that most of the churches believe that God is a monster and he's going to torment people for eternity, my question is, why would you go there? Well, we don't like to think about that. We just like the social aspect of church. And I always tell people, well, join a bowling league. Right? You with me on that, Kelly?
I am. Bowling.
Why? Just join a bowling league or a knitting club or a crochet thing. Why?
Yeah, join
for a social. There's a lot of places you can be social. What screws it up is when they bring God into it.
I understand why people feel the need to be a part of their community at large, especially one that goes along with what they think they believe about religion and everything in life. And you see them every week, and they do a lot of good things for their communities a lot of the time, churches do, which is a positive aspect. But
yes.
I guess you have to wonder, though, deep down, when it's all said and done, how much damage that one core belief does to people, like just over time.
Yeah. Over time.
So that is the most important question, and that's why I wouldn't go.
Yeah, I think you said earlier, we were talking about this earlier, even if a church teaches wonderful things and the words sound good and they sing songs, the backbone of it, you know that deep down what they believe is that God's going to torment people who don't follow their...
Right.
And it kind of ruins it for you.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it ruins it for me. When,
it's all great except.
It's all great except. Yeah, loved it. Loved it. But it's that God thing, that monster God that will do terrible things to you if you don't like him. God is really has a problem. He's codependent. He loves you as long as you love him. If you don't love him, he's going to burn you in hell for eternity.
People already have problems with God just for the fact that life is difficult and they run into suffering
in
their life. So it's already a pretty good argument that God might not exist for the fact that life is terrible, let alone that once it's terrible and you die, he's going to wake you up and torture you worse than you ever had it before.
Oh, that's a good one. My God, somebody open me another beer. That is profound. Yeah, it's bad enough believing in this invisible being who puts you through hard stuff. We'll make it even more attractive. He's going to eternally torment you.
Yeah. That was the easy part.
That was the easy
part. The first torture.
Oh,
yeah.
The first torture is
a warm up.
Yeah, that's the warm up.
Yeah, so yeah, I would hand it to the atheist over that one. At least they would reject that idea. But
yeah, the atheist.
Like I said, I'm not hating, because I think it's good to be. I understand why people want to go to church. The community aspect is very strong. I do get that.
Yeah, but
I understand people have their hearts in the right place, but I would say. You do have to get to that core question, or you should, because I'm not sure what is more central than that to everything. You're either fighting yeah. for a demon or God, I guess. You know, what is the perpetrator of something like what you're proposing is
eternal
torment, not God. At least not a God I would believe in.
And yet, the cult, the community, some people say the C word, community, the C word is cult to me.
But that's where I would disagree. Maybe it is a cult, but like I don't think that.
Don't disagree with me on the camera. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't help.
No.
If you label everybody that's against you a cult, then you're not. It's more difficult to win people over that way. Not that you have to win people over. It's just they really question what you're doing. What do you really believe in? That's all.
My point was that anybody that believes that God could be a God of love and torment people for eternity, that is a cult mentality. You have to be brainwashed to think that. That was my point about the cult. Is that it takes a special kind of mind twist to worship a God and to esteem a God and to advertise a God that would do something that horrible. Do you agree that that would take a cult?
I agree, but I don't agree that just like I mean me it, you have your own style. Myself personally, I don't go around like saying cult. That's your job.
That's my job. That's my job. Leave it to me, son. I'll take care of that part. That's the difficult part. Not too many people.
Well, there's even things I probably disagree with you on, but I think the only things that are important to agree on are the main. Yeah, hard to believe, but how could I? The most important things I do agree with you on, which would be God is not going to burn people in hell.
Right. He's going to save them. He's going to actually save them.
Yeah, if Christ did anything on the cross, he saved everybody, and if not, he failed. And then, free will is probably not real.
Free will is definitely not real.
Definitely not real, though it's hard to fit that into your life. But it's definitely, truth is not easy.
No, well, I think truth is simple. What's not easy is untangling the lies.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
We have wills. We obviously do things. We make decisions. We decided to buy Christmas Ale, Great Lakes Brewing Company, Christmas Ale. Mm-hmm. And we could have gotten.
There's nothing else to choose.
Well, okay. So much for free will. But no, I mean, we
it was predetermined, yeah.
It was predetermined that we would get this for sure. Yes, so.
Yeah. We're getting off topic. The most important thing is the hell thing.
Yeah, the most important thing is hell, and I contend, we'll end with this, but I contend that more people have been pushed away from God by the eternal torment teaching than anything anybody's ever done against God.
I would say so.
And you got to admit, I think it's in the subculture of society. I mean, it's in the fabric of society. There's cartoons written about it. There's not a man, woman, or child out here who hasn't heard of a God that will send you to hell if you disobey him.
Say, like, people, they say the worst crimes that have been committed in humanity were like dictators that killed people. Well, this type of God that you're propping up is not just a dictator who will kill everybody, but he's one that will torture them forever. So he's worse than, he's Hitler forever. He's Stalin forever.
Not even Hitler or Stalin figured out how to torment their victims for eternity.
No, they just died.
They
just starved to death, right.
Yeah.
So I'm saying like.
Wow, that's insanity. That's insanity. Worse than Hitler, worse than Stalin.
That's what I would say. That's why I wouldn't
it
believe
is,
such
no.
a thing.
I agree with you. How anybody could go to a building that advertises that kind of God is beyond me. It requires more beers. Cheers, son.
Cheers. Christmas ale.
Christmas ale.
God approved.
God approved.
And it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Hmm.